Episode 98, How to Save Money Raising Young Children.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And we are super excited, as always, anytime we have a guest. But I'm a little extra excited today because we have our good friend Caroline Venzel on the show. And she is just a powerhouse money-saving mama. There is nobody doing it better than her.
Yeah. Prove it to us if you think so.
Right? And we picked her brain on how to save money on everything related to young kids. So whether it's at home, at school, birthdays, like everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if you have young children or are about to, this is definitely the episode for you.
Mm-hmm. Also excited because we're recording this in the same room. That's always exciting for me. Sharing a microphone too.
Yes. Between one mic.
One shared mic. We've got approximately 125 microphones, but we're sharing this one.
Yeah, right. So let's get into our sponsors and then we'll dive into our interview. This episode is brought to you by Empower. It's an awesome mobile app jam-packed with features to make managing your money easier. You can set monthly and weekly spending limits through its budgeting feature, and it'll analyze your spending to auto-save small amounts of money to boost your sinking funds. But what makes Empower really unique is its high-yield checking account currently offering 1.6 APY. So that's higher than some high-yield savings accounts. And even if those APYs go down in the next few weeks, it's still really good. The other thing that Empower offers is direct access to their financial coaches. Have a question? Just text them and they'll answer during normal hours when humans are awake. I tried it and found the answers were specific to my situation and not just regurgitated from the internet. I made sure to check that. So if you like the sound of that, then download Empower from the App Store and use offer code FRUGAL to get a $5 bonus when you reach your first savings goal.
Also brought to you by Travis. That's right. It's a shout out to Jen's husband because it's his birthday. A little about our sponsor. He's 5'10". No idea how much he weighs, nor would I tell you all. He has beautiful, long, curly hair and a beard to be admired. He likes long walks through flea markets to find treasures, which he can resell at a profit. In his spare time, Travis finishes up home projects, buys vehicles, then resells them, then buys them again. Considers ways to get free food. Travis is an excellent father and shows deep concern when his son cries and always makes sure he doesn't fall off the couch. Furthermore, Travis is a great friend and will help you repair your broke down car on the side of the road. I have experience. Travis, everyone should have one in their lives.
Oh, but this one's mine.
Oh, well, he's kind of shared. Let's be honest.
Happy birthday, Travis.
Happy birthday.
And if you are in our Frugal Friends community on Facebook, share a GIF wishing sweet Travis a happy birthday.
Yes. Because they're free. So.
Yes. He'll love them. All right. So without further ado, Caroline Venzel is an award-winning blogger. She is a mompreneur to the max.
Did you just make that up?
I tried to make up a word. She is all that and a bag of chips and a fantastic friend. So super excited to share her knowledge with you. Here is Caroline.
Now I want chips.
Caroline, thank you so much for being on the show. I am so excited to have you. You were one of my very first friends in the personal finance space. And so I've just loved you for so long and glad we're finally getting you on the show.
Oh, thanks, Jen. I just think that the stars aligned and we found each other in that random FinCon group of like, who wants to share a room? And it's like, we've been friends ever since. Yes. And then I ruined your pregnancy announcement. But that's a whole other story.
Don't tell Caroline any secrets.
I didn't mean to.
The first thing you need to know. But
and I'm excited because we're from the same state. And apparently we live an hour and a half away. When I'm in Pennsylvania. Right now I'm in Florida. Jen's right next to me.
Yes, we are right next to each other. All right. So we didn't invite you to reminisce as much as we could do that for so long. We really want to hear about tips on how to save while raising young kids. This is something I am especially interested in, as I will soon have young children because my baby is eventually, hopefully, going to turn into one. And I want to know
babies
all
turn
the
into
secrets.
Children. Yes.
Hopefully, if you do it right. So. Yeah, that's what I want to know. But first, I want everybody else to hear how you became the ultimate money-saving mama. Like, why we brought you on here. I want everyone to hear that story.
That's a lofty title. Holy cow.
Girl, you've earned it.
Thank you.
We officially don you with that title.
Ding. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Like, do I get a crown, a sash, like, do I have to princess wave?
We'll send it in the mail.
In the mail.
In the mail. Yes! I'm looking for it, guys. Okay, so hi, I'm Caroline Wenzel. I am a mom of four, wife of one, fur mom of three cats and a dog. And my whole claim to fame, I guess, is really that my husband and I got pregnant in our freshman year of college, unexpectedly, obviously, because who would do that? Don't do that. And we lived off of his income of $10 an hour, which went up to $11 an hour, which was a big deal for us, for 4 years. And in that period of time, we wound up buying two cars, saving up enough money to put down a down payment on a house that we still own, and adding two more kids to our family. And it has been quite a journey, but we lived off of $17,000 take home for 4 years, and it was tough, and we are very opposites in our relationship. I'm a saver by nature. He is a spender, bordering on compulsive for both of us, so we are, like, constantly, like, at odds all the time about, like, we should buy this. I'm like, no, we should save that, but it has been quite a journey, and it doesn't happen overnight, but yeah, I am still at my very nature, like, frugal. Like, when we get together for FinCon, we're like, all right, guys, where are we getting free food today? Like, that is our whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, these are my people.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. And what are the ages of your kids?
Okay. So I have a 9.5-year-old, a 6.5-year-old, an almost 5-year-old, and an almost 1-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a lot of children.
So literally any mom or dad listening into this, like, you're the expert here, right?
Yeah.
Four kids and four animals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just what you've had to overcome to get to where you're at. That's amazing.
And even still, that you are now, like, bringing home an income.
Yeah.
You're still living on your husband's, just husband's income.
Yeah. It's actually, like, it sounds like really silly to say this, because it's like, I do, obviously I work. This is my job, is talking to you amazing people and helping other people to save money. But we still live off of his one income. Like, our bank account is still just his money. We use that for our groceries, for our mortgage expenses, for, like, the electric bill, gas, all that stuff comes right out of his paycheck. And all of mine goes to savings and building college funds and saving for another down payment on another house.
Yes. Nice. So it's a little bit more than 17,000 now, but
yeah,
it's 17,000 for 4 years. That's no joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was our take home every other week. I'm so sorry if you heard that. That was my son throwing something on the floor. every other week he would get a $750 paycheck.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Every other week.
I know this is not in the outline, but those are a lot of barriers that you had to work through of getting pregnant unexpectedly when you had other goals in mind, and then living off of low, low income. Like, okay, that was 10 years ago, but that's still a low income even 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I, like, full disclosure, because I know that we didn't plan on talking about this, but my whole, like, life aspiration was I wanted to be the youngest CEO of a Fortune 500 company by the time I was 25.
You have it in you, clearly.
So this is kind of my favorite thing in the world is I started my blog when I was 24, and then the day before I was 25, I filed my LLC paperwork as the CEO. So yes! I got to be a CEO before I was 25. I know, right? It was so much fun. But that was my plan, was like, I'm going to go. And I had my whole, like, I'm going to do my junior year in college abroad in France. And then I'm going to go to Spain. And I'm going to be a marketing executive and then a CEO. And then it was just like pregnant. Crap. Everything changed. And it was like this mental shift of like, now I get to be there for this little person. And it doesn't matter what my aspirations were, like survival was the thing. Like we had to survive and I had to figure out a way to make that happen. So thus the story of frugality beginning.
Yes.
Yeah. It has born in you some amazing expert tips and an ability, I think, to weather a lot, which we all come to frugality for different reasons. But yeah, it's a main one, right? Out of just life circumstances forcing us to figure this out. And we either succumb and we amass crazy amounts of debt, or we say, no, and I'm still going to get at some of my aspirations and I'm still going to do this thing and live a life that I'm proud of. So well done.
Thank you.
And let's keep going.
Yeah.
So with all these children that you have, what have you noticed with your biggest expenses? I'm sure they shift throughout the years, but what are you seeing?
So clothes are a huge one that, like, I mean, I'm thankful that I have three boys who all just wear hand-me-downs. My poor youngest son has never, I don't think, ever worn a new outfit to him. But, like, I go thrift shopping constantly. I don't do like trendy stuff. We don't do like, you know, getting UGG boots or something for my kids because they're boys. I'm realistic. Like they get holes in every pair of jeans. So I'm not going to spend $30 on kids' jeans. Like I'm going to get it at Salvation Army or Goodwill. So definitely clothes is a big one. Food, not surprising when you have a hoard of children, is like this big thing, and trying to feed them like good food because we're casually a little bit bougie. We like to try to feed them like homemade meals, organic food if we can. And so a lot of times they've eaten organic beans and rice because it was cheap.
Which is so good because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't bring my grocery bill down because I'm really committed to buying organic. Like they make organic beans and rice, y'all.
I mean, it is 60 cents more than the regular kind, but it's still only a dollar.
It's true. And I mean, like, we also shop at like Aldi. We shop at Costco. But my favorite thing is like discount grocery stores, which is kind of like Aldi. And I'm told that it's not like this everywhere. Maybe it's just like a regional thing. But like, if you Google like discount grocery stores in your area, there's a lot of places where it's like they have like bent boxes and they'll sell it to you for like 75 cents instead of $3. So I am about that.
Yeah. Your area, Lancaster, really does have the hookup. Like there are people from our area who will drive an hour and a half, 2 hours to where you live for some of those grocery stores. Wow. So even if they're not directly in your area, they might be an hour, hour and a half away and you do a trip a month or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's worth it. I mean, we spend $75 a week on groceries. That's our budget.
Wow.
For six people. And it hasn't.
What?
Yeah.
And four of them are boys.
And like, four of them are boys. And they eat a lot. Guys, boys are different. they ate dinner. And before I could even get to the table to sit down with my food, my nine-year-old was like, can I get another bowl? I'm like, are you kidding me? He eats more than I do. But so that's like a big expense. Clothes, food, I think that those are kind of our biggest expenses with them right now. Because you can make the choice, like with our son, he's really good at baseball. He could have gone onto the like $500 travel team, but instead, because I'm not about that, like traveling all around the state kind of life right now, he's on the $75 for the year local rec team. And then if he gets good enough and we can promise that he will be good enough, like, then we'll talk about that later. But mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to put your kids in a ton of different activities. Like, there are free or frugal options. Like, yeah. it's a choice. You don't have to. I have no plans to put my daughter into ballet. I just mm-hmm. don't.
I think that's a huge one. Yeah. Certainly, what you've talked about, food, clothing, yes, and then there are ways to figure that out if you want to figure that out. But then these extracurriculars, I feel like people don't talk about mm-hmm. that. What do you do? You've got kids who are of the age where there is soccer and baseball and mm-hmm. dance and school stuff. Like you want to stay after and do a craft at school and it's $50. I don't have kids, but that's my impression of what's happening.
Bougie crafts.
or you know, bringing in moms being the snack person mm-hmm. every couple of weeks, and then you've got to be the craft person, and then all these holidays are coming up, and I see all these moms on Facebook. Oh, I'm responsible for the Valentine's Day craft. I'm responsible for the St. Patrick's Day craft, and it's just like, for how many kids? What, for the whole school? What's happening here? How do you handle that? How do you navigate all those things vying for your money and not even enjoyable for you, I would imagine.
I know. I steer into the skid. I am not a Pinterest mom. I have said this from day one. I will burn water if you give me an opportunity. I am not about the crafting and like, we're just going to make snowflakes out of coffee filters for fun. That's not me. I'm like, you want to start a lemonade stand? Like, let's talk about business plans and marketing, like all of that stuff. But like, so here's what I do is I volunteer to bring napkins. I bring napkins.
Because toilet paper, but don't tell anybody.
It's not even like holiday branded napkins. Like, it's literally like I get the giant box of like the Costco brand napkins and I grab a bunch of them mm-hmm. and I bring it in.
Yeah.
It sounds super ratchet when I say things like that. But at the same time, it's like I'm not going to spend $6 getting 30 Valentine's Day themed napkins for a kindergartner class. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I know my limitations and I know where my skills are. And so I will either not offer to bring anything, which I have done, because I can use the excuse of like, I got four kids. I'm not paying for a Valentine's Day party for each one of them. Yeah. Or I volunteer to bring something that I know I can like go out and get red Solo cups because they're red. And look, it's Valentine's themed. Here you go. Be happy with it. Mm-hmm. You know, like I try to take as easy of a route as I can. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe this is just my personality type or this is just years and years and years of practice. But like, I am completely done with mom guilt. I mm-hmm. like of the guilt of like, well, you should be bringing in the cute little heart-shaped cookies for Valentine's Day with the frosting, like do a craft. And it's like, that's not what I'm about. Like, if you want me to be there, I will be present. I will help. I will do the crafts. I will take the pictures, you know, but I'm not going to spend $30 for my kindergartner and another $30 for my third grader. It's not going to happen. Like, next year I'm going to have three in school. It's not going to happen. Like, it's just not. So y'all get napkins, period.
I love that you feel fine and that you've let go of that mom guilt in what you're comfortable bringing, what you can bring, what you have capacity for right now. I think so much of that relates to certainly a confidence, but also boundaries that you're comfortable having and to be able to say, yeah, this is where I'm at. And I'm not going to pick up what somebody else expects of me. I think that's where we can get caught up in this trap of spending money.
Yes.
Right. We talk about this when it comes to friends, like don't go out for drinks and dinner. If you've got food at home, save your money. It's the same concept here with kids.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you've got to bring the most amazing craft that lasts a lifetime.
Yeah.
Craft that lasts a lifetime. That's a tongue twister.
Yes. But it's so true.
Yeah.
It's like peer pressure, but for moms. Like,
oh, it's so real.
I've heard is stronger than regular peer pressure.
It happens from birth.
Oh, yeah. It's like, how long was your labor? Oh, yes. Mine was 18 hours more and I did it without an epidural. And people are like, they throw that around from like the second they're born. But it's mm-hmm. like that with like we send our kids because obviously we've chosen that this is important to us and this is where we spend our money. we send our kids to private school instead of our local public school. And it is like so rampant because it's a private school. And so people like to throw around their money. And Asher and I, until like the past year, we drove around in our 2005 Honda Odyssey with 200,000 miles on it, where the doors wouldn't open. And so we had to like yank them open. And like there's Becky in her Tahoe. And she's like, I brought all of these that I had made at a place in Philly, which is an hour and a half away. She's like, it's not a big deal. It's gourmet. I'm like, I brought napkins.
I brought napkins
from Costco that are in a Ziploc bag because I'm not bringing the whole thing. Like,
yeah, you can't have all my napkins.
I know. We don't even use.
I stole toilet paper from the bathroom and broke it up into pieces that looked like a napkin.
These might be from that
would
Starbucks.
Be me. This is why I'm not a mom. I would care so little.
But that's
and
the
be
beauty
judged
of it.
So hard.
Like it is. There is something so freeing in just not caring. Like when you show up, be like, "Yeah, here are my napkins." No, they're not branded for Valentine's Day. They're not for St. Patrick's Day. They're not for Halloween. But here you go. It's what I said I'd bring. Ba-boom.
Here are the napkins that will eventually end up in the garbage.
Yes, that you're going to wipe your kindergartner's like messy face on. I don't care what they look like.
bomb diggity.
Yes. Right, bomb diggity.
Speaking of classroom parties, I know that in the course I ran in January, a lot of my students had problems with their no spend challenge. They didn't want to force it on their kids. And so one of them had their kid's birthday party was their kid's birthday was coming up and they wanted to spend money on their kid's birthday. And they're like, can I spend money on my child's birthday? I'm on a no spend challenge. And I was like, well, yes, you can do that. But like the point is to get creative in how you do it, not just assume that you have to do the same thing all the other parents are doing. So, like, how do you do birthdays and birthday parties in your house? I feel like you have a lot of great ideas.
Oh, my gosh. This is actually the first year that we've ever thrown a party for one of our kids.
Nice.
It was for my oldest.
At
who turned nine.
Whoa.
He turned nine. This was the first year I ever did a party for him.
Wow.
And that, like, I know that there are some people who are like, oh, mom, shame. How dare you? And it's like, I have four kids. I have four kids, and we have, like, never really like come from a place of like money. Like we just were like, this is what we do. And so every year I have this is so embarrassing. I have crepe paper, like, you know, the giant like rolls of like the tissue paper that you get for, or like the doily thingies that you hang. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like tube of paper. And we like spiral it around the house. We put it in front of their door so they get to walk through it. Aww. There's balloons. We've had this stuff though for years. Mm-hmm. Like because I have it and I get it in the kids' favorite colors. And then we just do like a rainbow of it. They get to pick out their favorite breakfast. We make it. It's usually chocolate chip pancakes. They get to pick out their dinner, which is usually macaroni and cheese. And like, I don't even know if it's like French fries. Like,
it's not even
they
organic.
Get to have, no, I know. How dare I, right? Like, I'm such a sacrilege. But it's the truth is like they get to be the king for the day. Mm. They make their decisions about like they tell us what we want to do. We do whatever they want. And a lot of times it's something like we go to the park that they want to go to. And we have an aquarium that we have a membership to for the year. We go to the aquarium. Like it's things that don't cost money. Mm. So this was the first year ever that we spent on our kids for like an actual birthday party. And we went to a laser tag place. And I said to my son, I'm like, you can pick five friends that you want to bring and I will pay for them. And it still wound up being $100. But it was for 5 hours for six people.
Wow.
Playing laser tag and video games.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun.
That's something special.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a memory that I know that he's going to really enjoy. And that's kind of my whole thing is I grew up rich. That sounds like a total jerk thing to say. But like I grew up where my parents would always buy us stuff. Mm. Like whatever we wanted, we were given. And then they went through a nasty divorce and both filed for bankruptcy and it was terrible. Mm. But the thing that it taught me was like, I don't remember any of that stuff. I don't remember any of the like mountains of Christmas presents that we got. I don't remember what I got for my birthday. I remember the dumb things that we did when we went to the fish store and like looked at all the cool fish together. When we went like learned how to skip rocks across the river, like things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I take those memories that I have as a kid and I apply that to my own kids where it's like, they're not going to remember what I buy them. They're going to remember what we do together. And that's kind of how I try to treat their birthdays is I want to make them feel special, not buy them something special. To me, it's kind of, I'm trying to build a relationship with my kids. I want them to like each other. I want them to like us. I don't want them to look back on their childhood and be like, we didn't do anything. It was boring. I don't have any fond memories. And that to me is what's more important.
Mm. You know what's not boring?
The Bill of the Week.
It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo Bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Caroline, every week we ask our guests and listeners to share with us their favorite bill from recent times. Do you have a bill for us?
Any kind of bill.
Any.
Okay. It's my father-in-law, Bill.
Yes!
But wait. He has a YouTube channel with more than 100,000 subscribers as of this week for ambient guitar music.
Bill and your music.
Oh, your ambient
Bill and his
guitar music. What's the channel?
It's Chords of Orion.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Chords of
Orion. I know.
Wow.
Yeah. He's the coolest Bill I know.
He sounds like the coolest Bill I know.
He's the only Bill I know, actually.
We've been waiting to meet somebody named Bill.
We've been waiting for an actual Bill.
Really?
Yeah. Have Bill call in. We have yet to have an actual Bill.
Yeah, like if your name is Bill or you know somebody named Bill, please.
You will be our
please.
Bill of
yeah,
the week.
Yeah, frugalfriends.com/Bill. And... leave a voicemail or a speak pipe, a message, and we want to hear like from somebody named Bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's
there
our
we
dream.
Go. We're putting it in the universe. Somebody named Bill has to call into the Frugal Friends podcast.
Yes.
And we're now ready. It's time for the lightning round.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Seriously, when are you guys going to quit podcasting and go into like recording
artists? Very soon. Very soon.
As soon as we get this audio thing figured out.
Yeah. All right. So for today's lightning round, I really want us all to share one thing that we wanted that our parents just would not get us.
Mm. You go first, Caroline.
I go first.
As our guest. What is one thing your parents would not get you that
or
you
just
really wanted?
Yeah, a gift you just never got. A toy.
As fellow 90s babies, yes. Do you guys remember the catalogs where it was the mom and the daughter with the giant hats and the matching dresses?
Yes.
Yes.
wait. And a doll that had the matching dress with that?
Mm-hmm. And it was always sunflowers everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I always wanted that. My mom was super fashionable and was like, I would never wear that. I'm like, So
you wanted to match your mom?
Oh, and she wouldn't.
I did. Oh, I didn't mean to make you guys sad.
I think that's the whole point of this segment. Yes. Like, well, we're all just going to feel sad for our younger selves.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
how deprived we were. But yours goes next level.
Oh, yeah. But I remember those dolls, like the American Girl dolls and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get one of those either. That could have been mine. It wasn't, but that could have been mine.
I did have an American Girl doll, but it was never my desire to match with the doll and with my mom simultaneously. So.
Oh, my gosh. That could have been so good. Like, why weren't more Christmas portraits taken that way?
Yeah.
I know.
Missed opportunities.
What about you, Jen?
So mine was life-size Barbie products. So, like, life-size Barbie. And then, like, you could... you could theoretically like wear her clothes, but like I was always a chunky girl and I would have never been able to fit into her clothes.
You were chunky.
I was cute chunky.
No.
I just wouldn't have fit into the life-size Barbie clothes. Like, let's just put it that way. It would have been a letdown. But I knew that. I still knew that. And I still wanted one because I was an only child and I really wanted a friend. And
oh no, this is really sad. Heartbreaking. Jill
really wanted a friend. You wanted.
I didn't mean to take
guys,
it that place.
This is deep stuff. Like, Caroline, you just wanted to be like your mom and she wouldn't let you. Jen just wanted a friend.
Oh
like,
my gosh,
we are getting into counseling territory right now.
Wow. I didn't know that this is where it would go.
Oh, guys.
When I came up with the question.
Oh, boy.
I also wanted the Jeep. I wanted the Barbie Jeep you could ride into. No,
because
deep
of why?
Seated, no deep. Because
you just wanted to get out of home
for those reasons.
Get out of
yeah.
town. Gosh. Run away from your problems.
I wanted to leave.
Find
and never
clothes
come
you
back.
Can fit in.
Oh, that's so sad.
Wow.
Wow. You guys.
Okay, Jill. What was yours?
Well.
Let's redeem this yeah. conversation, please.
I think I might redeem this because it's very lighthearted. Okay, apparently, cool. I looked it up. I wanted one of those. It's called a fairy flyer.
The one where you would launch
uh-huh.
it?
You'd pull the string and the fairy would like twirl into the air. I thought they were the coolest things. Guys, they're only currently... right now $6 online and I can bet you any amount of money that's probably all it was 15 yeah. years yeah. ago. How old am I? Oh my gosh, no, 20
so,
years
yeah.
ago. 25 years ago.
You're in high school. Yeah. Really wanted one my freshman year.
Okay. 25 years ago. They still were probably only $6. Yeah. I don't know if this the thing is, I'm not even sure that I told my parents that I really wanted one. I may not have even verbalized this desire, but all of my friends had them. I probably did. I don't know. My parents just, if they thought it was junk, they weren't going to get it for me. Plus, there were a few periods where we were just po. And I never got a fairy flyer, but I could play with my friends.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's good that you had
that. I remember those.
Yeah, they were cool. It felt like a helicopter but like you didn't need a remote controller because Lord knows I would not have been able to like operate a remote control fairy. So it was good. You just pull a string, it launched the thing into the air. I thought it was cool.
A remote control fairy. That's the next thing.
That's right now. Yeah, your drone fairy. Yes. That's 2020's
I don't
toy
even
of
want
year.
That. I didn't want to have to control it. I just wanted to pull a string, watch it fly in the air, imagine that I could fly too.
Oh, well, that was a lot less depressing.
Keep going.
Than
yeah, right. I think we're going somewhere.
Yeah, we're getting there. You were a sick, twisted child too.
Wow. All right. Well, now that we've like bared our souls, if you are part of our Frugal Friends community. And you have something either traumatic or lighthearted, either one, let us know in the group if you had something similar or if you also had the same wants that we did, whether it be emotional or or plastic.
Emotional desires. Unmet
let
needs.
Us know. Frugal Friends community on Facebook or frugalfriendspodcast.com/group. Caroline, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We had some technical difficulties that I don't know if you'll be able to catch on the actual podcast, but man, this was fun.
We got to meet your child. I think we got did. To meet your cat.
I was
or at least
say,
hear
you
your
definitely
cat's
have
voice.
My cat in the background. Like
we heard your husband laughing.
It was, yeah. It felt like this family episode definitely felt like a family affair.
Yeah.
And it was
mom
perfect.
Life.
It was yes, perfect.
This
yeah.
is mom life.
Thank Caroline, you guys for having me.
Yeah. Where thanks can people go to learn more about you and what you do?
You can find me at CarolineVensel.com, and Vensel is spelled like pencil, but with a V. And same thing at Caroline Vensel on Instagram, because I am in there every day sharing more real life with my messy bun and no makeup.
Yes. And she's always in Instagram stories, being real and helping other moms get through the realness. So definitely go find her. And yeah, thanks. And we'll
thanks,
see you later.
Guys.
Thanks. See ya.
Wow, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love talking to Caroline. She is in my mastermind and we talk every week, sometimes twice a week and on Instagram. And I still cannot pick her brain enough.
Yeah, it always amazes me to hear people's stories, really, of overcoming. Mm-hmm. I don't think that ever gets old. And I think that's what we need to hear on a regular basis, but it's especially inspiring for those of us who find ourselves in positions of really pinching pennies or in a season of deep struggle to hear, oh my word, this person gets it. Mm-hmm. This isn't just somebody talking at me because they've written a book. This is that she's been there and really gone through it and has come out the other side.
Yeah. She's
in some ways, you know, she's describing like being the mom of four and like multiple pets, but
yeah, she's got so much going on.
Yeah.
And she does so much, but what I really appreciate about her is that she also delegates when she knows she's at her limit.
Mm.
And that is something I deeply struggle with.
Have limits.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. Bring the paper plates.
Yep. I admire her. So I'm so glad that you guys got to hear. And thanks so much for listening. Thanks for sticking around till the end. And we want to thank you for listening and reviewing and sharing the show. So every month we do a $10 Amazon gift card giveaway to our friends who share and review the show. Kind of like our friend Osam, but it's O, I think it's Stay at Home Mom. I think it's an acronym. Mm. But she gave the show a 5-star review and said, good information and also fun. I'm loving this podcast. They present useful information in a very fun way. So I come away encouraged on my debt-free journey. Mm. So thank you. I hope you listened to this episode. I hope you got something out of it.
Yeah. So as Jen mentioned, we want to thank all of our friends who share these episodes on social media. And when you share the latest episode by tagging us on Facebook or Instagram, we will add you to our monthly drawing. So that includes for every 5 tags and reviews we get each month, we pick one winner for a $10 Amazon gift card. So that means that there can be multiple winners in a month, depending on how many tags and reviews we receive.
Yes. So keep leaving us those reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, or if you listen somewhere else where you have the option to leave reviews, screenshot it and send it to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And also tag us at frugalfriendspodcast on Instagram or Facebook.
Perfect.
Love it. See you next week.
See ya.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni. It's very late at night. And
we're sharing a mic.
So the great thing about Jill living in my backyard right now is that we have access to record whenever we need to.
Mm.
And the bad thing about Eric living in my backyard is that I can get in bed after a shower and pull out my phone and hear, oh, we need to re-record this intro and outro. Yes. And then I have to get up out of my bed.
Yeah, I mean,
I have to listen to
Eric.
While I'm laying in my bed.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a microphone right now, so you can't talk.
I can,
but I would.
I'll talk.
I mean, I will say I'm glad that he edits it. I'm glad for the attention to detail.
Amen.
If it were up to me, this podcast would have gotten the fake sponsor half cut off. We wouldn't have done an outro, and what you get is what you get.
Right. If it were up to me, I'd never have my right mic audio plugged in, and I'd send just blank files. Yes. So it would pretty much just be Jill talking.
We never would have made it to 500,000 downloads.
God, no.
Guaranteed.
Absolutely not.
It takes a village.
All that to say, thank you, Eric.
And happy birthday, Travis.
And happy birthday, Travis.
This episode's about Travis.
All right, turn it off, Eric.
Travis!
Eric.